The agenda today is on growth, and growth can only be sustained in a stable global environment. For decades, the rules-based multilateral system anchored by the WTO provided this stability. But this system is now under severe strain. One reason is that the system has been optimized for efficiency in a different era, and it has not caught up with the realities of today's world, realities like digital trade, as well as the fact that interdependencies are increasingly being seen as vulnerabilities and are open to being weaponized or used as leverage in moments of dispute. Understandably, countries are taking actions to protect themselves and to prioritize resilience and security. Yet, if every nation goes its own way, the global system will unravel even more quickly. And when that happens, everyone will be worse off, and the heaviest burden will fall on the developing nations. So we do need to reform and update the global system to ensure it addresses the strategic realities of our time. First, we must recommit to the core foundations which remain relevant today, and that means upholding international law and the norms and practices that guide state behavior. That is critical to continued peace and stability in the world. Second, we must reform the current system, be it the WTO or other global institutions. We cannot be paralyzed by old ways of doing things. We all have to get behind the urgent reforms that are needed in the WTO so that it becomes more effective and outcome-oriented. We should complement the WTO with flexible multilateral approaches, and that's why Singapore supports minilaterals and plurilaterals, which can serve as important pathfinders towards updating global rules. Third, we should build new partnerships, and as several colleagues have talked about just now, we are making progress with partnerships and dialogues between the CPTPP and ASEAN, as well as the CPTPP and the EU. In the same regard, we should look at ways in which we can bring the free trade areas and the free trade blocs in Africa closer with Southeast Asia and ASEAN.